You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, January 25th, 2016. It is week 140 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And since it's Monday, maybe I should do the rundown again. Yeah. What every day is.
There's no harm in recapping the people.
Yeah. So, little recap, tell you what we do. 5 episodes a week. You're like, wow, Dhruv and Mike.
How do you do? What, you spend all your time podcasting?
Pretty much. Not really. We spend one day podcasting a week, which is probably more than a lot of people spend podcasting a week.
Yes, but then some people are like, why are you talking about stuff so old?
Yeah. That's why we try to front load.
We front load with mostly news.
And then everything else is like, whatever.
Yeah. Not and really it time also sensitive. Helps with spoilers for shows. Yeah. Because we're like, we give you a little bit more time.
Yeah, a little bit.
Stuff. Yeah. Just a tiny bit.
Just a tiny bit more time. So Monday, superhero and Star Wars. Only news about those two. Really start the week off geeky as hell. As geeky as possible. Tuesday, The Leftovers. Not quite as delicious as cold pizza the next morning.
No.
But it's all right because it's everything else.
Yes.
That is not superhero news or Star Wars news. Wednesday, We Viewed Reviewed, where we tell you things we watched and did, and we review them. Unless it's a TV show, in which case we don't review it for some reason. I don't know.
I feel like we bounce in and out. It's really dependent because some shows are very...
Like sometimes it's like a whole season that you watched.
Yes.
And sometimes it's just like one
episode.
With Netflix
now, sometimes we binge watch stuff. So
yeah.
Kind of different.
Yeah. Then we also do a discussion. So that's when you can tweet us at Destiny Pizzas, DestinyPizzas. And you're like, hey, this is my thoughts on it. Realistically, if you're listening to this, I assume you're not tweeting us.
I would think so.
Because we only get one person tweeting. It's mostly...
They're like, I haven't gotten into that Twitter yet. I'm just...
Yeah. Well, I talked to someone a few months ago, and they're like, I just don't get Twitter. And I'm like, what is there to get? 140 characters. Just type whatever you want.
It's like Facebook, but like not.
But not. Well, then I realized after she said that to me, she's like, I don't get it. It's only 140 characters. Who cares? Whenever I'm typing out a tweet, I look at it and I'm like, who does care? Do I need to put this out in the universe? And more now, lately, I'm just like, no.
Mostly
so I just delete
no.
it.
Mostly no.
And I never
you
send
actually
it.
You type one up and then delete it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I don't send it out. I type
it.
Yeah,
but you get that far. I figured yeah. you would just not even start it.
No, because I type it and I'm like, do people care that I got a haircut? Well, no, because most of these people on Twitter don't see me in real life. All my IRL friends, if I may, are going to see my haircut. Or they already know so. I got a haircut because I announce it well in advance when I'm getting yeah. a haircut. I'm like, going to my barber just in case something bad were to happen. I want everyone in real life to know where I am at all times. So that was Wednesday?
Yes.
I don't even know what we do anymore.
We reviewed, and then
in
we
discussion.
Do discussion.
Yeah. Thursday, America's Sweetheart. You're like, who decides America's Sweetheart? Really simple, I do. Because...
Simple enough.
It's my choice. I represent America now. I'm like Barkhad Abdi in The Captain. Is that what the movie was called? No, it wasn't. Was it called The Captain?
Drawing a blank.
Crap. My mind is shot. What was that movie? Is that what it's called? I keep thinking of Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow, which is not the Tom Hanks movie. Tom Hanks, The Captain, right? Captain Phillips.
Oh, there we go.
They should have just called it The Captain.
They should have.
Why put a name on it? So yeah, I'm America now. I choose who the sweetheart is
yes.
of the week. Might not even be an American.
No. Oh. It's America's. We take ownership over that. Yeah,
last week, Neil Patrick Harris. Who is American?
I believe so.
This week, maybe it's El Chapo.
I hope not.
It won't be. but his people have been calling
controversy this week.
His people have been calling me and saying, please make El Chapo America's sweetheart. We need all the positive press we can get about him.
He's like, how are we going to get a TV show made or a movie made?
If they don't discuss it on Destiny Pizzas.
Exactly. It really doesn't exist until we talk about it here.
Yeah. So yeah, America's sweetheart. And that's where I also read some trivia about America's sweetheart. Because if you know me, you know I love me some trivia. Then This Week in Movies in the Now, and that's where I usually watch all the trailers for the movies coming out this week. And then I tell you what's going to happen in the movie based on the trailer.
If you would have told me day one on this podcast of you not watching any trailers, that you would be watching trailers every single week, I would have said you're crazy.
Yeah. Well, if you know what movies come out this week, you would definitely think I'm crazy for even exposing myself to
this,
these.
This start of the year is really brutal in these trailer watches.
Yeah.
They all look so terrible.
And they always just give away so much information.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, who in their right mind would watch?
Where's the enjoyment out of this? You know what's happening.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen. And then, like, you can clearly tell it's like a shit movie.
Yeah.
In the trailer. And then trailer talk, which is when we talk about trailers that we saw that weren't, like, coming out. They're not necessarily coming out this week, but they're just, like, major trailer releases. And then it's Friday, and we tell you what to watch on Netflix this weekend. We're like, hey, you know, this thing's on Netflix.
Isn't good at choosing movies for you, so we'll do
sometimes
it.
You gotta dig pretty deep.
Yeah, sometimes you watch weird things on Netflix and they choose the wrong things for you, and you're like, I mean, I watched that, but I don't want it to reflect what I'm watching next.
Yeah,
so you need other choices.
Exactly. Why should you be judged on your future, or why should your future be predicted based on your past behavior?
Exactly. Maybe you want to turn a new leaf, but your Netflix is like, no, we remember everything.
What's the line from Terminator? The future is unwritten.
Yes.
Perfect.
There's no fate but what we make for ourselves.
Is that the whole quote?
It's a combination of those two things in some way. I don't know. It's very long.
Cool. Yeah.
It's somewhere in there.
And then throughout the week, we tell you what's new on Netflix that day, if there's anything new. And then you're like, what about Saturday and Sunday? You get a break. Give us a weekend to ourselves.
Yeah. Just re-listen the old ones.
Yeah.
If you want.
Maybe you're like, you know what? I think week 140 is trash. Week 137 is where it was at. You released one long episode.
So was that week 98?
Yeah, week 98, one long episode before you guys started doing this 5 day a week.
Or I like to go back to that one we did one full episode a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that was week 137.
Was that what it was?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I listened to that episode.
Oh, you remember which one it was?
Yeah, I was like,
I thought you were just bringing up a random number.
Oh no. Whenever we record an episode, I just scar it into my skin like I'm Nightcrawler.
Ah, okay. Another one down.
Yeah. Normally, it's five little dashes under a number. Week 137, one long dash. Got really dark. But I don't really do that because that's scary to me. So, yeah. Let's go on this magical journey we call Destiny Pizzas. Superhero news.
So interesting, Deadpool. Deadpool was sent to China because they got to review all their sensors. Films and their sensors got to go through. So it didn't pass their sensors, so it's not going to be released there, which is pretty awesome. Because
that's pretty awesome.
It makes everyone more excited to see it, I would think. At least it makes me more excited.
Yeah, because you're like the things that fly in China. Mm-hmm. Some things, it's pretty crazy. Some things that fly in China, like you can just poison children. You can just abandon a child at a gate, allegedly. For being like a female, they used to be able to
and
do that.
They also want you to, when you hit somebody with the car, if you kill them, it's cheaper than if you have to pay all. You got to pay all their medical expenses.
Yeah, so you want to kill them.
You want to kill them. Like, I don't know. Pollution. I think that's still the case. I haven't heard about.
I don't follow that news.
Yeah, I just hear the crazy messed up thing. I don't hear if they resolve it or anything.
It's like, well, speaking of that, did you hear about that one city called? What was it called? God damn it. Was it White Falls or something like that? Mm-hmm. Where their city logo, I think it was on The Daily Show, they talked about it, where the city logo was like a white dude choking a Native American person.
Oh, really?
And then they refused to change it until recently. So I guess a long time ago, the mayor...
I didn't know cities had flags.
Or like logos. Like, we have a logo for our city.
Oh, we do?
Well, Mission Viejo.
It's just like, it's just
I think it's just the MV.
Okay, yeah.
The ranching, but that's like the ranching logo that they used to brand cows with.
Yeah.
So this is... I guess a long time ago, the mayor or someone, like, did a wrestling match with the Indian chief of, like, the local tribe. So before, it used to look like a wrestling match. And then they changed it in the 70s to it looking like a white person choking a Native American person.
Why would they do that?
Yeah, find it.
That's weird.
Yeah.
How come, like, these little things like that, like, why isn't there, like, one group, like, just pointing at these people? Like, I feel like they could get a lot changed if they just, like, because I'm sure everyone would be shocked by that.
Whitesboro.
I mean, it's called Whitesboro.
Yeah.
It's all making more sense. What state it's in?
Is it in? Upstate New York.
That's even weirder.
So, this is what the logo looks like.
Wow.
Can we put that on the Instagram?
We might get some mixed reactions.
Yeah. Be like, yes or no. This week's discussion, yes or no on this logo. Oh, here we go. This is what the logo looks like. It's like the crest.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
It's in Parks and Recreation, remember how like they had the giant mural in the Parks Department of like the massacre? It's like almost on par with that. That
really?
That's what it seems
like. Yeah. That's really what it exactly is like.
So anyways, this movie was denied in China.
Yeah. So, and also I think they're only allowed a certain number of foreign films a year or something. Something makes sense. I don't know the exact law, but like it's a pretty new market to like American films. But that makes me pretty happy. And I also heard this week they're saying about Deadpool, like Ryan Reynolds was, because there's this whole petition about trying to get a PG-13 movie or something, and he's just like if you were to actually do that, the movie would be like 15 minutes because there's like you can't really.
I'm so excited for this movie now.
Yeah, and I also want to see what they do like whenever it reaches cable. Like how? What's the censor? God. It probably looks terrible. It's probably terrible.
I can't. I mean, I'm sure when Ryan Reynolds says that, he's like it won't be 15 minutes. But I'm 99% sure
they just have. I bet they did lines that were PG-13.
Yeah. Either that or I know with Dogma. The production company or the studio required another cut of the movie because they think about that like in far in advance. They're like, okay, well, we're going to need to make money eventually on this by being on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So like, because in Dogma, there's a shit monster.
Yeah.
And they're like, is there any way you can change the shit monster? And Scott Mosher's like, no. Like we gave you the script like a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, to do that, it would cost like a bunch more money and it wouldn't make any sense when we refer to the shit monster later in the movie to like change it.
Yeah.
So they'll let it keep him. But I don't think I've ever seen Dogma on TV, so.
Yeah, true.
I think I've only seen it on like HBO and stuff.
But TV really, they find ways to like do weird things.
Yeah, like.
Even if they put stuff, like sometimes they put on cable and they're allowed to show a little bit more on cable nowadays.
Yeah. But like Yippee-Ki-Yay, Melon Farmer.
Yeah.
It's like a famous one. And then there's one where they changed, like, the whole, like, they created, like, a subplot for this one character, and they changed his name. I think it's in Die Hard as well, where, like, they had to change, like, a subplot for this one reference that they made.
That's always so weird. Sometimes they just, like, leave it out, too. They just do silence.
They just bleep it out, yeah.
Yeah.
Like in Kill Bill. Doug Benson has that joke about it.
Yeah.
So it's like. Oh, no, my name's Chuck, and I like to party.
Yeah.
Which is true. I didn't expect that joke, to be honest. Very honest joke. I've seen that show that movie on TV.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like.
That one's always weird. Or I think the Ferris Bueller has one, too. Maybe it's not. No, they just cut it off. I think that's in the real movie.
Yeah, in the real movie, they cut it off. I'm the nurse who likes to.
Yeah, that's.
And the door, he slammed, Ed Rooney slams the door. God, that is sad. That my brain has that in it.
Go on, you've seen Ferris Bueller Forever, though, like so many times.
You know how many times I've seen them? Because that's my movie. Lot. If I ever have a presentation or something in school, I come home 2 hours early before I have to go to school, and I watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off or Breakfast Club. Mainly Ferris Bueller's Day Off, though, because I think I've seen that movie so many times where I can just shut down my brain and just...
You don't even need to pay attention. You're like...
It's my way of silencing the mechanism, like in A Perfect Game.
Yes.
Look at that.
I totally get that. Kevin Costner.
Yeah, Kevin Costner. That's my silence the mechanism, is watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It takes 2 hours or like an hour and a half, but it works. And then people don't understand it when I tell people that.
Oh, really?
I'm like, they're like, so what do you do? Like, you seem relaxed when you give presentations. I'm like, I go home, I watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and then I come to school and I do a presentation and knock it out of the park.
They must get the concept of like watching a film over and over, though.
I don't know. Some
maybe
I
that
find
specific
it,
thing, maybe not, but
maybe like that specific movie. Yeah. Like, what's so appealing of like Twist and Shout and Donkashern, but
Matthew like, Broderick. This is the part where the black people dance.
I'm like, you don't understand. In real life, the brother and sister had a relationship. Isn't that weird?
You don't understand. Charlie Sheen's in this movie.
Yeah. His parents became married in real life because of this movie. Like, this movie caused two relationships. And they're like, okay.
they're like,
we don't care anymore, really. We don't care. But we're glad it works
for you.
Do you
know that guy, Matthew Broderick, killed a person?
Yeah, do you know he killed a guy? It was like right after that movie too.
I know.
That's why you didn't remember that. Like you didn't.
I didn't.
Like I think I was that.
But now
I
remember it forever. Yeah. Now I always remember it, and I always associate it specifically with that movie too.
Yeah, because it was he was with his sister in the movie, mm-hmm. but in real life they were dating. Like, yeah. And they're in Ireland, and he killed a guy, mm-hmm. or yeah, he like killed drunk driving or something.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I know.
And no one talks about it.
I know. So I feel like the need to bring it up sometimes.
I think Mel Gibson should get a pass then.
Yeah, it's all about like the day and age you do stuff in and how well liked you are and stuff.
No one talks about Kristen Stewart anymore.
What'd she do?
Slept with that director, cheated on Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
Slept with that director. I forgot about it. That director was like gross looking.
I know.
Like someone should call her out on it. I'm just kidding, that's horrible. But seriously, ugly dude. But yeah. I think Mel Gibson, in my eyes, I think you bore that cross. Bore it? Is that the past tense of you bared? You bore?
Bore.
Is that right?
I want to say bore, but...
You bore the cross. You no longer have to bear that cross.
There you go. That works. I feel like the public is more willing. I think it's probably the studios.
I mean, Chris Brown didn't get anything.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He like threw it. Remember that when he was on the Today Show and he threw a chair through the window? He got like angry that Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it must be like the studio's mad at
Mel. We're just going to abandon all the notes just so everyone knows. And we're going to talk about like random people, like the terrible celebrities have done.
Getting screwed and other people aren't. And like Floyd Mayweather doesn't get any crap.
Like I think he does a little bit.
I mean, he does, but like it doesn't affect anything.
No one talks about Dr. Dre when he did all those terrible things.
No.
Marky Mark Wahlberg.
That's a big one. No one
talks about.
He like does so many family friendly movies now that it's like.
And then he like wants to carry a gun again, and City of Boston's like, nope, we don't forgive you. Like, props to the City
I would
of
hope
Boston.
So, yeah, jeez.
Because he never found the people to forgive him. Mm-hmm. He's just like, it was crazy. Yeah, but then like, it's also been a long time ago.
Yeah.
But he crippled and blinded two people. That's two people.
It's like, pretty bad.
Yeah.
Most people would be in jail. Yeah. Still.
Did you read that thing on Reddit about Vin Diesel, how he started his career?
I did not.
Like him and his brother broke into, was it a church or something, to vandalize?
Mm-hmm.
To like spray paint. And then I want to say the priest or someone caught him and they're like, you need, like, we want you to be in our play or something like that. And that's how he like started his career.
That's so weird.
Isn't that strange? Like, and I'm like, I'm trying to live like the good life and try to get famous.
like
I might as well just give
so
up the podcast and like, just start doing crimes.
So many people's lives and breaks come out of like unexpected places. It's like.
Like Chris Pratt.
Like 99% of the people that happens to is that's not what's happening. You're not getting that offer. You're just going to jail. And there's no way you'll ever recover from it.
Do you think anyone tries to play the lotto that way? Where they're like, I'm going to commit a crime. I'm going to be discovered as a celebrity, like an actor.
Well, the odds are probably better than winning the Powerball,
yeah,
honestly.
Than winning the Powerball.
Honestly.
Yeah, probably. I mean, if that's your intention, though.
I doubt he went into it thinking that would happen.
No.
He's probably like, I'm just go vandalize.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a dumb kid. I think he's like 13 or something at the time.
Yeah. But that's also kids get away with.
If you're gonna, yeah, if you're
gonna
do
like, stupid stuff like that, do it when you're a kid.
If you look like me, you're not gonna get caught. You're gonna, no one's gonna give you any slack.
Yeah.
I think straight to Guantanamo with me. And Obama's like, oh shit, we just got a new president in Guantanamo. Not gonna shut it down anymore.
We're waiting for that one. We got that quota up.
Yeah, we got that quota up. We can't.
we can't afford it.
We'll literally lose American jobs if we shut down Guantanamo. That's his new base. He's like, we can't lose any more jobs in America. Just kidding, Drew. I love you. Okay. Let's get back
good
to
thing
it.
Good thing, though, he was sitting here patiently. And
yeah, he was sitting here patiently. We didn't even announce it.
Had to chime in.
Obama on the third mic. Let's get back into the superhero news.
Wonder Woman, they released a logo. There was a DC special where they released a little bit of footage, and the logo came out.
Yeah.
So, did you see any of the footage?
I did not.
It's pretty cool. It looked like...
Was this a Wednesday or something? Tuesday?
I think a Tuesday.
I went out for dinner Tuesday.
Okay.
And then I came home. My parents were watching it.
Yeah.
So, like, so into it. I was like, what is... It's like weird. It's like me and my parents switched lives.
They're
my parents
all
are just
this
binge
DC
watching
universe,
TV,
man.
And they're like super
the
into the DC
it's
universe.
It's CW, man. They're killing it over there. They're doing great stuff.
Yeah. And they're like, Kevin Smith. Like, Kevin Smith was hosting. And I was like, look at him. Look how much weight he lost. And they're like, we don't care. Like, do you see the new Suicide
Squad? We want to see what happens with Aquaman.
Yeah. They're like, did you see the new Suicide Squad trailer? I'm like, no.
Did you not see it yet?
I saw it.
Okay. You eventually got to it. All right.
Well, I saw a little bit of it.
Oh, okay. That's all you need.
Because my parents called me into their room and they're like, you have to see this.
They're like, watch this trailer. It's like, awesome.
I was like, I guess.
Maybe I should have them on the podcast.
Yeah, maybe they should replace me on the podcast. I thought about that recently. I was like, I want to do a podcast with my dad. But then I feel like it would just be 5 minutes of me trying to make jokes. And then he just gets frustrated.
He just like, what are
throws
you doing?
The headphones off and he's like, okay, this is over.
He's
We're not
doing this.
He's like,
stupid.
You do this weekly? Like, get out of my house.
We'll never be able to do a new one because be like, this is what you're doing.
This is how you're spending your time. Like, you know what I was doing when I was your age? I was married. And I was like, okay, Dad, thanks. And that's the last episode of Destiny Pizzas. Oh,
this was a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the footage was basically just like showing a little bit of World War One, and like Wonder Woman was like riding a horse and stuff. It was like basically, it was really only like a minute.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't show anything really, but. Like Wonder Woman was dressed up as like a person from Man's World, I guess. But saying how, oh, like she wants to go protect Man's World, where the Amazonians want to just stay
mm-hmm.
in there. But it didn't show any of the Themyscira Amazonian stuff. It just showed like Chris Pine and her walking around.
How's Chris Pine looking this movie?
It looked like Chris Pine, just in old timey clothes. So.
I feel like that's one person who I'm like, every time I see him, I'm like, that's clearly Chris Pine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like maybe he doesn't commit to his role or something.
He just seems like the same guy and everything.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, get it. You're Star Trek. You're...
Yeah.
I don't know what else he's in,
He needs to do a movie where he's
like Elephant
else.
Man.
Yeah.
He needs to be the Elephant Man. And then I'll be like, okay, I can take you seriously as an
actor.
That's
what it takes for most people. It's like, until you see him in something different, like... You like, could have said that with Will, like Will Smith. I think he's a really good actor, and he's done a lot of different roles now. But like early on, you could have said, "Oh, that's just Will Smith."
Will Smith
time.
Doing everything, yeah. Like Chris Pratt, like, the same way with like Guardians. You're like, "Oh, it's just Chris Pratt doing Sky-Lord." It's Chris Pratt,
yeah,
at Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it's pretty similar. Like some actors aren't like great actors, and some actors are just like.
Would you say Chris Pine's not a great actor though?
I haven't really seen enough of him.
That's what I'm thinking.
Seen, like,
I can't
Star
think
Trek.
Of what else.
That's the problem. I've seen like Star Trek.
Let me find what else he's on.
Like, he's doing that a boat movie.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he's different. He seems kind of different in that.
Yeah, but he just straight up looks like Chris Pine, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Some guys, it's just they have.
Oh, he was in Horrible Bosses, too.
Like, Tom Hanks, I always see Tom Hanks as his character. He's really good at being his character.
Yeah.
Like, some guys just somehow.
Like Matthew McConaughey, too.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a look.
Christian Bale.
I don't know if it's a look or, like, an act or how. Or if it's just, like, psychologically, like, that's what you think. But I'm sure
he was in Unstoppable. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Movie where Chris Pine and Denzel Washington are train conductors. That's the problem with that movie, though. it's always
kind of what it seemed like was Denzel and Chris Pine, train workers.
So, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, so it looks pretty cool to me. I dug it. So.
Do you think it's going to be like the game changer for superhero movies where it's like, finally, women are vindicated?
I hope so. It looks really good. I kind of liked what they've shown so far. Because it just seemed like, it seems very different. It kind of gave me like a Captain America vibe just because I know that's World War II.
Mm-hmm.
But just like an old-timey, seems different. But it's hard to tell without a full trailer or anything. But I liked what I saw.
Yeah.
And then they released some concept art for the Justice League.
With my man Jason Momoa.
Got Jason Momoa looking badass. Cyborg in there. The Flash.
The Flash looks exactly like Grant Gustin's Flash. Yeah. Though. That's the problem.
Yeah. But it's just concept art. They haven't really done anything.
From what I read, it's exactly the same. Like, I read an article from some guy who like saw like more concept art.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, it looks exact. They did nothing to differentiate. It looks like it takes place in the same universe.
That's weird. Like, I never understood why they're going. So, I'll just go over like they did the origins for the three characters. They basically like spent like a minute on each of on Cyborg, Aquaman, and the Flash. So they said the Flash, his origin, oh, he gets struck by lightning, and then
he's like a detective.
He's a CSI guy. His mom got killed.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. His dad's in prison.
It's the exact same storyline as the TV show and like the book,
which is frustrating to me. Because I'm like, they have so many different Flash origins.
Yeah. Like, why would you do the same one?
Yeah.
So, basically, he's the same guy. And, like until we see it, it's just because they had the actor talk. They have, like, Ezra Miller talking. And I'm just like.
Do you see him as a Flash when he was talking about the Flash?
No. But I think his Flash is going to be, like, a million miles per second talking, I guess. I don't know. But, like, that's how he kind of talks. So I'm guessing that's how their Flash is going to be. It doesn't seem like the Flash to me, but I'm just like, I don't know. He just talked for a minute, but it was like annoying because he's like, okay, he gets struck by lightning, but he's a human. And I was like, wait, what? Whoever said it wasn't a human? Like, it confused me.
Maybe he's trying to one-up Cyborg. He's like, I'm not a robot.
I was like, stop. I know. He's like, oh, he's not Superman. He's like, he's a human.
I'm not a robot. I'm not a fish person. I'm not an alien.
Yeah. I'm a human being.
I'm a human being. One of my parents is alive. Sorry, Batman. It's like...
yeah. But it gets kind of frustrating.
I guess he's the most human out of all of them.
It's like, why not make it like a Wally West or...
anyone.
Like, even go like Jay Garrick Flash.
That'd be
like,
awesome.
Yeah. I
do you think in the world that we live in, though, that looks more realistic than...
No, like, no, but...
With like a soup bowl on his head? Like,
no, but... do a little bit different from TV.
Yeah, it's like if you're trying so hard to differentiate the universes.
Yeah, because that's what I don't get. Like in the Justice League cartoon they did like 10 years ago or wherever it was, they had Wally West Flash, and it was no big deal. He was pretty much just the Flash, and he was Wally West. They don't have to really go and explain it. They don't.
Do you think we're gonna get an origin in this movie about these characters?
That's the question I got. That's the way it feels to me as knowing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely doing like a Wonder
Woman.
Well,
you know more than I do.
Yeah,
I know literally nothing.
No, I barely know anything. That special doesn't help you at all. It's literally these 1 minute videos, but it did give the guys the origin. So I'm that makes me sound like Justice League is going to be they're already formed, and then they're going to go back into each individual person. Is what it just seems like. But
Reverse Avengers.
Yeah.
Which I've been pushing for a long time. We'll see how this works out.
Yeah.
No, but, I'm scared.
Yeah.
I got to put my money where my mouth is.
But it does seem like it's... at least they're so... seem like they'll be pretty drastically different.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of like Wonder... like they're all pretty separate. Like an Aquaman movie is going to be completely different. Yeah. It's in the water and stuff. But as in like the Avengers, they're kind of like similar-ish.
Yeah.
Except for like Thor, but like they're similar-ish. They're more closely tied, I guess. We'll see how it goes. But
Cyborg seems pretty straightforward.
Cyborg, like his origin was student. His high school, his football player. He got hurt. His dad fixed him.
Now he's part robot.
Part robot. And then Aquaman was pretty. He is the half human.
Half human. His mom had an affair with like a lighthouse keeper or something.
Yeah, which they did. That's what they did in the Throne of Atlantis, the movie. So it seems kind of like parallel ish to.
That's weird to me.
It's it like, is weird.
They're like.
Because the way they explain it is just like throwaway. Oh, yeah.
Of course. Well, not just that, but it's like we know, like, for a long time, Warner Brothers' strong suit with these superheroes, at least to me, and I think you agree, mm-hmm. were those animated features that they made.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, I like,
would definitely agree with that.
So, like, but only some of us saw those, like, mm-hmm. like, you can't go around and be like, hey, did you see Throne of Atlantis? Like, to the average person.
Yeah,
to the person definitely. Who's watching Batman vs. Superman, you can't mm-hmm. be like, oh, did you see Throne of Atlantis? But then, like, Warner Brothers also knows it was successful.
Yeah.
So they're like, why don't we just poach from that, but then, like, not recognize that whole department?
Oh, yeah.
That's they're what like, it seems like they're doing.
That, it kind of, because...
Between, like, Cyborg from Flashpoint Paradox
mm-hmm.
and Aquaman...
Mm-hmm.
And then the Flash. This is like, it's right out.
Yeah, it's kind of like they, like, because they set up this model a couple years ago where they're gonna like, oh, we're gonna do films, but they're gonna all tie together. Which mm-hmm. before they're just standalones.
Yeah.
Now it's like a continuous story.
For the cartoons.
For the cartoons, yeah. So like it started.
No, let's not call them cartoons. Let's call them animated.
Animated features.
Yeah.
It started after Flashpoint Paradox. They reset the timeline so yeah. it would be like. Like the Justice League movie. Mm-hmm. Then they did the Throne of Atlantis, and they're doing a couple Batman. They're all in the same universe, which they hadn't done before. And it seems like they're kind of modeling-ish that, except for the fact that, like, it started way earlier in, like, Batman's career and stuff.
Yeah.
But it seems pretty similar to that. I don't know if they'll go the route, like, Aquaman's a bad guy and stuff like that, but...
Or Aquaman's pissed.
Yeah. About, like, was it was, like, littering or something. It was, like...
Well, it's like because all when they were doing the, what was it called? Terraforming.
Yeah, when Darkseid like, came down and stuff.
It like screwed up the waters and like yeah. all the animals like.
So
freaked
I can't
out.
Imagine they have enough time to do that.
But well, this one I assume they would go after Superman because of that, or at least the Kryptonians.
Yeah.
Or so, Doomsday.
So I just don't think they have enough time to do that in the films. I mean, I guess they technically could. Who knows how Aquaman fits into this movie, but I assume they'll all be on the same team.
Doomsday and yeah. Batman v Superman, I wouldn't be surprised if they like touched on that.
Put
like,
whole, they're angry.
Like, at there's like one scene where like, man, all these fish migrations are like way different now.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, okay.
I totally could see them throwing in whatever because yeah. they're kind of...
And people are like, oh, it's Aquaman. They're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
And Aquaman. And I'm like, yeah, you could have listened to Destiny Pizzas. You would have found that out earlier.
Exactly. So, the special was didn't show much. It seemed more for people who were like, wait, what's going on with this DC world? But, and then it was the premiere of the Suicide Squad trailer. But it was, like, stuff we already knew. But they're like, I don't know. It just seems kind of arrogant. They're like, oh, it's the biggest thing ever. We're, like, the first people to do this. And they, like, completely ignore the fact that, like, Marvel
has been killing it.
Is the model they're almost basing this on, kind of.
Yeah.
But like, I understand these are way bigger heroes, but...
But at the end of the day...
I know Man of Steel made a ton of money, but like...
It was still Man of Steel.
Let's get some of these money, like movies under the belt and make some money, and then we'll talk.
Because like Marvel never did this until like
Phase 2. Oh yeah, when they started...
Like right before Avengers 2 came out.
Exactly. They didn't really start their world and be like, oh, we're awesome. Like, I don't remember any lead up to the Avengers going like... Oh, this is the biggest thing ever, whatever.
Well, because it became the biggest thing.
Yeah. So then, more organically, this is like, no, we're doing this. We're awesome already. It's like, okay, like, whatever gets these made, I guess.
Did you hear about Kevin Smith and his daughter for this thing?
About the bat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that picture?
Yeah.
Oh, adorable. So, background, Kevin Smith's daughter is named Harley Quinn after the character Harley Quinn. Mm. So, like, I guess...
There was a At the taping of the DC special, they had like Harley Quinn's bat, like I think Deadshot bullets and stuff. They had a couple things from Suicide mm-hmm. Squad, like the set. So that was one of the things. Was Harley Quinn's bat was on
like
the
screen
set.
Used?
Yeah, screen used. Yeah.
So then he gave it to his daughter, and there's a picture of his daughter like crying tears of joy holding it. So I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah. It's really cool.
I wonder how, like, I guess Warner Brothers must be pretty loose with that.
That's what I was wondering.
Prop
was like,
department.
There
they
must
gave
be a
him,
bunch
like,
of them, too.
They gave him, like, the Superman, like, S mm-hmm. when he did, like, the Man of Steel thing.
Yeah.
And now this.
Yeah. Seem awfully loosey-goosey with them. Yeah. Like,
for someone who's, like...
Who's like, this is the biggest thing.
Like, Kevin Smith is, like, famous, but he's, like, not.
Yeah, he's not. But I think he's just, like, the most vocal
proponent.
And he's, like... wishy-washing away whatever. He's like, oh yeah, Man of Steel, like he's still like, I love it. You can tell when he's saying things, though. Yeah. Like, it's not as good. Like, he knows it's not as good as, like, some of the Marvel stuff out there. But he's always going to say positive things about this DC
what
world.
What they should do, so they should have got
somebody
Walt Flanagan
on their side.
They should have got Walt Flanagan, because Walt Flanagan spoke really highly. No, he spoke so highly of Man of Steel, though.
Did he really?
Yeah, I remember, telling that. Steve Dave, he was like, he got mad when people were getting angry at Man of Steel.
Oh, really?
Because he's like, they're obviously going to talk about it in the sequels, like, with all the destruction and everything.
Yeah.
So
that is a good point. It is hard to think of things on a large scale, but...
Oh, the horrible movie, though. Let's keep it real like that. Come on, man. Like, Man of Steel.
No, the Krypton part was awesome.
Krypton part was awesome. Okay.
I could pick out five,
Russell Crowe.
Plenty of stuff that I liked.
Russell Crowe.
But I can give you stuff. I didn't like Lois Lane.
Yeah, I can, that's my one thing. I was like, I bet you for everything you say is awesome, I could give you something that was horrible.
That's true.
And my answer was just going to be Amy Adams. And then I was going to spell out Amy Adams with everything
you
said after
that. I
like
all the parts when he was a kid, except the part at the end where he's a kid with a cape. But
oh, I didn't like the part where he was like, you're not my father. I was like, okay,
I
Kylo.
I hated that part.
Like,
hated it.
Is that what they think of kids nowadays? Is that what kids are like nowadays? Just punk asses.
Maybe. Superman kids are.
Maybe I'm just out of touch. And
you're not my dick.
Like, I'm like, you dickhead. Like, he
I could have turned you into the government. You know, like,
the
he should show him the animated Flashpoint paradox and be like, look what happened to this Superman. He was prevented from the sun. He's the skinny little dude.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, thank you, Dad.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
Jeez. Like, ungrateful. Like, I've never seen Superman portrayed like that in the comics where he's ungrateful
to his parents.
I don't think he's ever said, you're not my dad. In the
comics
that I can think of, yeah.
That'd break my heart.
Like, that's terrible. That's the last thing he said, almost the last thing he said to him before he died.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Do you think they're ever going to bring him back?
Pa Kent?
Yeah.
No.
Somehow.
He's a dick, too, though.
Pa Kent?
He's like, don't save anybody.
Yeah. That's true.
So, this is the dick family.
Do you think there's going to be a scene in Batman vs. Superman where Ma Kent tells Clark to, like, just put it away? Like... Just like Aunt May. That's such a weird... I know I bring this up like every episode.
You do.
That was so weird in Amazing Spider-Man 2. Yeah. I can't be the only one where that
it
bothers.
Was.
I don't want to like
she
sound
was just
sad.
A strange character.
But like, I've dealt with death in my life.
It's the weirdest reactions people have to death. I'm like, I've never seen this. They're like...
Like, you know, sometimes you just got to put everything in a box and put it away. Put it in the back of your closet.
It's like, stop. And he like, ignores his uncle anyway. He's like, just ignore all the death in your life. It's like, what?
I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Anyways. Green Lantern Corps is coming, according to Geoff Johns. He confirmed it in Justice League. So
yes. But we don't know exactly
we don't know
what
anything.
That means. We don't know if that means they're going to be in the Justice League.
We don't know if they're just going to be referenced.
We don't know if... They already announced they're making that movie.
Yeah.
So that's why I was confused. I'm like, didn't they announce this at Comic-Con?
But we didn't know that they were going to be in this movie.
But we don't know that, technically. He technically didn't say that.
I'm convinced that, like, none of these movies are finished completely.
I know.
Because we got a bit of news about Man of Steel, or Batman vs. Superman. And I'm like, we get this now?
Yeah. Where does it come out now? Well, I think one of the things was like on IMDb or something. I think that's where they found it or something. But yeah, I don't. I think maybe the movie doesn't even exist yet, and they're like all the footage they showed.
Well, Suicide Squad got some secret screenings.
Okay.
Which I'm kicking myself over because I always get invites to secret screenings at the block or the outlets of Orange, and I'm like, I'm not gonna drive all the way there. That's like a 20-minute, 30-minute drive.
But it could be something awesome.
But it could be like Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
So, well, I know a friend who saw a movie like a year before it came out.
We saw The Martian pretty early, like 6 months? Or like, it was pretty early.
It was pretty early. Too early, though. Because that's what happened to my friend.
Yeah, too early.
Because my friend saw a cut where some of it was literally just storyboard artwork.
Yeah.
It was for The Night Before, is that what it's called?
Yes.
It was before that movie even had a title.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, personally, like, I've only done it for The Martian, but like,
I don't
it
think
really
it
does
that.
Take away. It does take away. I mean,
it's the reason that movie's never going to be on my top 10 list of anything.
Yeah, I can't.
And except for top 10 disappointments, if that movie gets an Oscar.
Yeah, I just in my head I can't separate the two, and I know that's a me problem, but that's how I feel.
It's like X-Men Origins, the Wolverine one.
Yeah, that hurts too.
Yeah, because back in the day, cut. We saw the
work like, print. I mean, that was a terrible movie.
So yeah.
Don't want to put those in the same breath, but...
I think the only interesting part of that movie was seeing, like, oh, that's how, like, special effects go in movies?
Yeah.
Or, like, that's how it starts? Because it's, like, a plane, and it's literally just a block, like, a box flying through the air.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think that was interesting. Yeah. But I think you have to be a real nerd to respect that.
I do like watching all that stuff. When it like it's when I've already seen the full movie proper,
yeah.
I like doing it that way because I watched like the FX reel of Force Awakens. I like seeing that. But
do you think you would do that for The Martian?
I would like it, or that I would do. It's hard. Either. I can't do it now because I've already.
I know, but would you even like? Okay,
no,
you
saw no,
it.
No.
See, it's, I want to see it for like a movie. Super. Yeah, you want to see it for like a superhero movie or Star True. Wars. You wouldn't want to see it for like, oh, this is what gravity actually looked like, and you True. Just see like.
George there was Clooney like and one Bullock. I saw for like Gone Girl, which mm-hmm. there was a ton of special effects, but you didn't notice it while you're watching the movie. And then I watched some of that after, and I'm like, yeah, I don't. Certain type of movies you don't want to see it,
especially if it's like an early cut. Like, would you want to see like an early cut of Fantastic Four, like without special effects?
No, please, I don't even want to see it.
Wait, with any of the Fantastic effects. Fours, like even the Jessica Alba ones, like I don't think that's as appealing as. Like,
yeah,
you have to really dig the movie in the first place to be able to do it.
Yeah.
And even that,
it's
I'm
hard
saying.
To watch. Like, how can you properly judge when that's you're being influenced by everything that's not completed? And it's yeah. like, oh, just like we understand that this is happening, but it's like I can't separate the two in my head while because I'm trying to be in the movie while like that's how I watch a movie is I engage in the movie.
And then yeah.
If I'm taken out by no Visors. Face mask and I'm like, well, they're going to die. What's going on?
Yeah.
Then it's hard to enjoy it.
Next up is Lobo. Are you familiar with Lobo?
Yes.
Oh, well, you
space,
are.
Space pirate.
Yeah, he's like a space biker Killer. From hell.
Yeah.
And I think he's a space demon biker guy.
Yeah. He rides a motorcycle.
He rides a motorcycle. He has chains. He has long black hair. Mm-hmm. And he looks like the fifth member of KISS. Does KISS have four members?
I got at sure. least four.
He looks like a member of KISS.
Mm-hmm.
If KISS was more badass. Danny Trejo teased it on Instagram. He like posted a picture and he said something like, sometimes you have to like bring your enemy in, or sometimes you can't, you have to bring what you want closer to you at, and then he was like at DC Universe or something. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pull it up. Danny.
Yeah. I saw the picture. Trejo. He looks pretty badass a little bit. I'm not going to lie. That drawing's pretty cool.
Okay, let me see. Yeah, the drawing is awesome. And then it says, first rule of hunting, super dupe, make the target come to you. And then he did period, and then he did at DC Comics. I can't think of a person better for this role.
Oh, yeah. It looks pretty cool. Like, thinking it off the top of my head, it seems odd, but then you see a picture of it.
Well, this is just a picture. This isn't even a picture of Danny Trejo as Lobo. This is just a picture of Lobo.
Oh, it's not even... Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought it was, of his face, too.
No.
It looks so perfect,
It
though.
Looks so, like... Yeah. I don't think I ever thought
oh,
of it.
Oh, I really... I thought someone drew him as Lobo.
No. I'm...
And it looks so much like
I'm
him.
I'm convinced that this is just a picture that he found online of Lobo.
Oh, wow.
So... And then people are like, oh, my God, does that mean he's going to be Lobo? Honestly...
I think it means anything.
Deadpool has to kill... For DC to consider doing a Lobo movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Because Lobo is almost like the DC, or is the DC equivalent of Deadpool, where he's like trash talking, hard R movie, smoking cigars.
Smoking.
Just badass.
I wonder if they'll have smoking in Deadpool just because.
Because they can?
Yeah.
That's always the thing I wanted. I remember I was thinking of this comic book character, and I wanted him to smoke cigarettes just because I knew... It's like A, controversial, and B, in the story, the character had like the ability. He was like already radioactive.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to say like the radiation he's getting constantly that he was exposed to a long time ago is equivalent to like chemo, so he can't get cancer.
Oh.
Don't know if it works that way.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know the science behind.
But he was like atomic. He was like, do you think atomic or radioactive man could smoke cigarettes from Simpsons?
I feel like he could, because if he didn't die by it already.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit more.
Yeah, probably wouldn't die.
Yeah, so then we got the origin of Cyborg, Flash, and Aquaman. Mm-hmm. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Potential villain. Did you read about this?
I didn't read who it actually was.
Like who the villain was?
Yes.
Okay.
But do you think it's going to be something that's in a trailer? Or do you think... I don't know.
I honestly don't think they... The villain that they teased, I have a hard time believing, or like the villain that everyone's talking about, mm-hmm. I have a hard time believing that that's going to be the villain.
It's actually going to show up in the movie.
Yeah. I think it's going to be something that maybe we see for like a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Rhino equivalent. In Amazing Spider-Man 2. This is an Amazing Spider-Man 2 episode. Sony is paying the big bucks for us to talk about Amazing Spider-Man 2 over and over again.
No, I...
Do now want on us to forget Blu-ray.
Huh? I was like, do they want us to forget that movie? I mean, I they kind of do, because they're doing a new one, but then they're...
Never forget, I say.
Yeah, never forget.
Just like that first trailer for original Spider-Man, remember, with the World Trade Center?
True.
Don't forget. You don't forget.
Yeah, stuff happens.
You don't forget 9/11, and then you don't forget that trailer existed. So yeah, that, and then this, I read some spoilers. I don't know, maybe it's makes sense, but then like it was so specific that I'm like, why would you do this?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you post this as the title of the? I didn't read the article, but the title itself was a spoiler.
I was like I read, I read one for like Civil War a few weeks ago. That was like,
oh, I know that one.
You know that one, and it's like,
I'm like,
why are you like doing a crate? It was like a joke in the title. It was like, oh, this blah is like character is coming, and I was like, you're spoiling.
Oh, maybe
it,
not
right?
That one then.
I think it is, but like I'm trying to say it.
I saw something else, and I was like, why? It's like, find out who does this in Civil War.
Yeah.
Or like, and I'm like, why would you post this?
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Well, it doesn't say does this. It says what the verb is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why would you post that?
Yeah, exactly.
As the title.
That's what I'm wondering.
Like, now I know that's going to happen at all.
Yeah. It's just weird how even the title, there's like, we're trying to keep it secret, but like, you know, if you know literally anything, you'll be like, oh, I know it now.
Yeah. Like, it's like, who eats shawarma in the Avengers? I'm like, I'm interested in knowing. But now I know there's going to be a scene where they're eating shawarma.
Exactly. Why would you spoil it?
And you know
shawarma?
What? Who doesn't eat shawarma? Captain America, because he's a patriot. He doesn't eat that.
He doesn't
terrorist
eat it in that
food.
Scene?
I'm just kidding. No, he doesn't eat it in that scene, though.
Oh. Mm.
But it's not terrorist food. I'm sure it's delicious. I never had it, but because it's chicken shawarma, and I can't eat that. To my knowledge. What is it? Chicken parmesan? Is it vegan? Yeah, so there's other spoilers on Guardians of the Galaxy out there in the universe.
Yeah, because he just finished the script not too long ago.
Yeah. Well, it's like his fourth draft.
Yeah.
If you see on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so things are trickling out.
Yeah. Little by little.
Yeah.
Spider-Man news. There were a ton of shakeups in movie release dates, but we'll go through them as they come up in our news.
I was thinking, should we do like a separate... Should we just put that in a separate thing? And I was like, I don't think so.
No. But there were like so many this week where like literally...
Like a date with Destiny pizzas.
Yeah. Every date affected another. So when we got here, Spider-Man, they're moving up their movie from... it was going to be the 28th of July 2017. Now it's July 7th, 2017. So
USA. USA.
So move closer to Independence Day, man.
Yeah. Which isn't coming out on Independence Day, right?
It is of this year, and they were going to do a two-parter. I don't think they're doing that anymore.
Probably not.
Or, yeah, they were originally going to do that, but I don't think they're doing that.
Okay.
So, yes, close to Independence Day. So,
yeah.
That's cool. The sooner Spider-Man, I mean, that's the prime middle of the summer right there.
Yeah.
So, that's good news to me, moving it up.
Yeah. Even though it's only like 3 weeks up.
Yeah.
But
closer the better.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange news, they've cast Wong, they've cast Benedict Wong as Wong.
Nice. I think he was my favorite character in The Martian.
Yeah, he was in The Martian, he was the engineer.
There's a lot of people from The Martian in this movie, I just realized. Chiwetel Ejiofor.
There's a lot of people from The Martian in the Marvel Cinematic Universe in general, you got Bucky Barnes.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Kate Mara was in Fantastic Four, but...
And she was also in House of Cards.
Yeah, you got Michael Pena.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him, too.
Yeah, man.
and Chiwetel Ejiofor and Benedict Wong.
Yeah.
Damn.
But it was also a big, pretty big cast, too.
Yeah. That one dude, Jeff Daniels, he's not in the DC universe, or Marvel universe yet.
True.
One day.
He seems like a guy who will appear, and he'll be like an agent.
I'm just going to call it right now. This is a weird call.
All right.
J. Jonah Jameson.
Ah, I definitely could see that.
Because he was in Newsroom. Like, I think his character from Newsroom.
Yeah, I see that.
I don't see him with the mustache.
No, I don't see the mustache at all, but I see him yelling.
Yeah. I see him pissed off and yelling.
I wouldn't mind that, but I'd have to see him with a mustache to... Mustache is a big part of it.
Yeah. I feel like. Maybe they'll mix up the race, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm fine with that, too.
Yeah. I would hope so. What? Oscar Destiny Pizza's so white.
Well, I
hashtag
think,
Destiny
I think
Pizza's
a bigger
so white.
Role for Robbie Robertson. Because he was in, like, the... He was in, like, the Tobey Maguire ones, Robbie Robertson. Like, he works at the Daily Planet as well.
Okay.
He's the black dude at the Daily Planet. But he's, like, Peter Parker's friend. And, like, he defends Spider-Man. So, I mean, mm-hmm. He was in the early ones, kind of. He was like, yeah, Spider-Man's not a menace. But he was, like, not enough.
Like, shut up, darky.
For my taste.
That's what J.K. Simmons was never going to be.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
There's, like, a petition online for him to come back.
Yeah, J.K. Simmons.
Always. He's the perfect.
He is really the perfect. Like, that voice is literally like, Parker! Like, you got to yell the whole time, and he can yell the whole time.
Yelling.
He's good at yelling the whole time.
That's why I liked Whiplash so much. I was like, oh, it's just Jonah Jameson teaching.
Exactly.
Teaching drum ensemble or whatever.
Exactly.
Jazz ensemble.
If only that was his motive for Peter Parker. Was like, he's trying to make him a better photographer. But
yeah,
no.
It didn't work out so well. It didn't work out so well on Mr. Fantastic.
No.
But hopefully on Peter Parker it works out better. Yeah.
And then Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice news. News we got really late, and the movie's coming out already. But it's confirmed Lauren Cohan from The Walking Dead, who plays Maggie.
And in The Boy,
the movie out in theaters now, I believe.
Yeah.
She's playing Martha Wayne, Bruce Wayne's mother.
Which means we already know what's going to happen to her.
Yes. But it was weird because she's in the trailer, but you can only see like half her face or something in the trailer. Because I saw a screenshot of it and I was like, oh, because they already announced who...
Thomas?
Thomas Wayne, who's Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah.
Who's playing Negan in Walking Dead. So
yeah.
It's funny because...
Oh, that's crazy.
Because Negan kills Glenn in the comics.
Spoilers.
In the comics. No, well, I mean... Spoiler for the comics, sorry.
Yeah. Well, no, it's... Well, people think that
you
this is going to follow this. Comics.
I know, but, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because they don't always, and...
Yeah.
I'd be shocked if they, like, do it quickly, because why would you, like... I don't want to do Walking Dead spoilers. I just think it's funny that...
Why would you fake kill a character and then...
No, but...
yeah, their husband and wife in this.
Husband and wife,
and then
she
and
then killed Glenn
in
the comics. So I find that funny. But yeah, that's weird. Like, I think it popped up on IMDb or something. I don't know how it exactly got out. But I don't think they were keeping it a secret either. I think it was just one of those things.
Yeah.
That was like, why are we finding about this now?
It's weird. Yeah, because then that's one of the things I saw in the Dawn of Justice whatever special.
Yeah.
Where Kevin Smith is like, when's this movie come out? March. And they're like, it comes out in March.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy cow. Like, it's like March 24th or something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, that's like right around the corner.
It's weird that it's like popping up so quickly. Because like we've been saying it's coming out, but it still feels like it should be summer. I'm like, why? Like in my head, it's like, oh, really? It's like right there?
Yeah.
It's like 2 months away? That's weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I'm sure it'll all amp up like a month before. Like Deadpool, like didn't feel like Deadpool, but now it feels like Deadpool's in full swing and it's coming out soon.
Well, yeah, because it's coming out in like 2 weeks.
Because it is.
3 weeks.
So... I think the same thing will happen here. It'll like ramp up like crazy.
Yeah. Iron Fist, Ted Sarandos, who I forgot who he is at Netflix. He's someone, like, he's really big at Netflix. He's not the showrunner of the show, but he's been saying a bunch of stuff about TV shows on Netflix. He says casting is underway, which is disappointing. I didn't get my phone call yet, but I'm still holding out hope. Actually,
yeah, they
I shouldn't
might
complain.
Be switching it up, man.
Because whenever I get a phone call from a number I don't know...
You ignore it anyway.
I ignore it, and then I block the number.
Really?
Yeah.
You get a lot of important people trying to call you. You're like, no.
Maybe that phone call from like New Jersey is very important.
Sure, they could be coming. Who calls people anymore?
Yeah, like email
tweet
me.
Tweet us, man.
Or tweet. Yeah, tweet,
tweet
us or at me or like Instagram or even Facebook or Snapchat me. anything. You can just contact me. Well, Snapchat would be the hardest one to find me on. But yeah, if you have my phone number, everything else, you should be able to find me from there.
True. So I wonder if he'll show up, Iron Fist will show up in a different show first.
Like Luke Cage.
Yeah. Or if they'll just be like, not go. Or if he'll show up in, who knows when anything's being released.
Yeah.
Netflix world's so confusing to me.
Yeah, because Jessica Jones just got renewed for season two. Did we talk about that last week?
I don't think we did, actually.
Because that happened in the Punisher spinoff we talked about.
I think we did. Yeah, it did happen then. Because we were like, what order is everything going?
Yeah.
So we did talk about it.
And I was like, and how late?
We still don't have answers.
Yeah.
We'll find out like right before it comes out. They'll be like, oh, and then this is that. Well, until when they start filming, that's usually when we find out, we assume things. Like Luke Cage is filming, so obviously he has to come.
In like a few months.
Yeah. So we don't know anything else filming yet. So as soon as we find out, that's usually an indicator of when something's coming out.
Yeah.
And then Legends of Tomorrow, they've cast Jonathan
Shake
as Jonah Hex. So we said Jonah Hex was coming. They got him. They got their Jonah Hex.
And I didn't watch the movie, so don't hold your breath.
The show?
The movie. Jonah Hex.
Oh, Jonah Hex. Oh, you didn't?
Edwin tweeted or did you watch that movie. I didn't watch that one either.
Oh. Disappointing.
Yeah. Because I was like, do I want to? And I was like, I'm just going to watch Gremlins. And then I'll give a revealing story about that.
All right.
On Thursday. Or on Wednesday.
That works too. Better movie.
Yeah.
Probably. I've seen Gremlins. I haven't seen Jonah Hex. So.
Yeah.
No comment.
And comic book news.
Comic book news. Captain America. Steve Rogers is coming back as Captain America.
So I thought this was interesting because apparently there's going to be like 3 concurrent Captain America comics.
In like the same world?
I don't know.
Because I think, well, I saw a cover. I don't know if it was just artwork, but it was like.
Or two.
Steve Rogers dressed up as Captain America and Sam Wilson. So that's probably what they mean, though. Well, because they're doing.
But there are 2 different titles. There's one that's called like Sam Wilson Captain America, mm-hmm. and then there's one that's called Steve Rogers Captain America.
Mm, yeah. Because I think, well, that's what they're doing with Spider-Man, right? They have Miles Morales and Peter Parker at the same time.
In the same universe, yeah.
Yeah. So they're trying to have their cake and eat it, too.
Yeah.
They're like. Well, because like, I think Wolverine's still dead, probably. They have the X-23 Wolverine, who's like his clone or whatever.
And Fantastic Four is dying.
Yeah. They're like getting. I think they still got like a. I think they said they moved the thing to Guardians of the Galaxy, maybe. I think they moved a couple of the characters to different teams.
Well, that, and then they still have like FF, which is like the replacement Fantastic Four. And that like started out when like the Fantastic Four got sent to another universe mm-hmm. by Doctor Doom. And then this other team had to come together. So it's like pretty much it's like She-Hulk, female thing. It's 3 women and a dude. I forgot who else. It was like the Wasp, I think, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else. But yeah, it's like, or no, it's Ant-Man and someone else. Not the Wasp. I forgot who else. But yeah, it's like pretty much Fantastic Four without the Fantastic Four.
Yeah. It all has to do with the movies. There's no question. It's because they don't own movie rights.
Yeah. So there's that news. And then another bit of interesting news. This is on the DC Comics side. Scott Snyder is going to switch to Detective Comics from Batman. He pretty much rose to fame writing Batman since the New 52 started.
Mm-hmm.
And now Batman is going to be one of those bi-weekly comics that we talked about a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he's leaving that to write Detective Comics, which is going to be not bi-weekly. Mm-hmm. So people are thinking that this is going to be the first time where Detective Comics is going to outsell Batman, which I'm interested in seeing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And, I mean, he also got his start on Detective Comics. I think it was a story arc, which if you listen to Fat Man on Batman, he talks about. It's about, it was like the what is it called? It's like not the main story in Detective Comics, but it's like a few pages at the back. And then if you buy the whole arc, you can read the whole thing. And it was pretty much Gordon looking for his son. And his son was like a murderer or something. So that's where Scott Snyder kind of started. And then he went to Batman. New 52 Batman. And now he's like super famous. And now he's going back to Detective Comics. So that's pretty cool.
Going back where it started.
Yeah. Except now he's writing the front pages.
Yeah, now he's doing the whole thing and not the...
not back the page. Back, yeah.
Yeah. And then Marvel announced they're going to do a Thunderbolts comic as an ongoing series. And I believe the Winter Soldier, Bucky Barnes, is going to lead that team in the comics. So.
Interesting.
It's cool.
Now for some Star Wars news.
It's not very great news, no. But... Star Wars Episode 8, they've removed their release date to December 15th, 2017. So 6 months, 7 months pushed back.
Yeah.
To when it was originally. So it looks like they're trying to keep capitalize on the holiday time. They're trying to make Star Wars and holiday be synonymous.
Well, this was supposed to go up against Avatar 2.
Yes.
And then Avatar 2 got pushed back.
And that was also, yeah, one of the domino effects. But also that was, they've been saying Avatar year after year for a while now. And he's just not done yet. And also, this was a writing thing, too. I think he wanted more time. Which they didn't give to JJ, because JJ wanted more time, too. But
then I think also with this, they brought someone in to, like, quote-unquote, rescue the script.
Mm-hmm.
And now this movie is no longer competing with Guardians Volume 2. Did you say
that? Which also seemed interesting, because it was like...
It was like 2 weeks away.
Yeah, 2 weeks away. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
You own both of these Disney, like, don't do two space.
I mean, it would have been great for us.
Oh, it would have been great.
It would have been, like, the same.
I'm just saying for the public.
Yeah.
Like, don't shoot yourself in the foot if it's avoidable.
Mm-hmm.
And that also relates to Spider-Man, I guess.
Yeah.
Because they're like, okay, we want to be, like, more closer to the meat of the summer now.
So people are concerned, though, that this is going to be where Star Wars is going to stay.
I know, I'm kind of concerned too now.
Me too.
Like, I wasn't after they announced it was going to be May, but now it seems like it's
going to... It used to be close to my birthday, now it's closer to your birthday.
True.
Everything is always about Destiny Pizzas.
True. They're moving it between us too. Yeah. But, yeah, it's kind of disappointing. First of all, because we don't get Star Wars earlier than expected. Second, because... It doesn't seem like May is the day. Like, especially with all the Marvel movies that come out with, they want to avoid. If Disney can have every month of the year, they'd do it instead of having like dominant 2 months or something.
Yeah.
They'd rather spread out if they could and be successful either way.
Yeah. So it's kinda disappointing. Sucks because to me, like December, I mean, it makes sense for them as a business, but to me, less people are willing to go to a movie in May.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, this movie, like, people are out of school and stuff and by December 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And they can just, like, go. So, like, the theaters will be more crowded in my brain.
Yeah, I mean, holidays are pretty big.
Or, like, I think
really
in May.
It's really depending on the summer.
Depending on where it is in May.
Yeah, because early May, usually, it shouldn't be.
It wouldn't be as crowded. But that's a very selfish way to view it.
Yeah, it's also, there's a lot of stuff out in the summer, too, so that it's more spread around, feel like, even if it's a really popular movie. So maybe more people, but more spread out, whereas the holidays, I feel like there's not huge releases in the winter, pretty much. Except, like, the big, like, Lord of the Rings or whatever. It's usually, like, November is really a big month.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Oh, and also came out that it is confirmed that BB-8 is giving John Finn a thumbs up and not a middle finger.
Of course.
So, I was wrong.
I hate you, Finn!
Yeah.
That would make that movie rated R all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Like, whoa, you gave him a finger.
Do you think they're just protecting themselves and it is?
Yeah, it'd be cool. If it, like, 10 years from now it comes out. Now
it was a middle finger.
That's the new Han shot first. It's like, BB-8 was giving him a middle finger.
They just wanted to protect themselves to not make it rated R.
They did the George Lucas edit, and now they made it look more like a thumb and stuff.
I mean, there was quite a bit of blood in that movie.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's PG-13.
Yeah, but you think, like...
But you don't really see people bleeding, right?
You don't see him bleeding, but you see the guy smear his blood on a dude's white helmet.
True. But I wonder if that's a thing. It's like him bleeding is different than blood. I don't know the semantics.
Me neither. Because I know, like, you can't show someone dying on TV. And TV, or else it'll be MA.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you show...
So you can show somebody, like, falling off a cliff.
but you can't show him hit the ground.
Or you can, I find that so weird.
Or you can, like, out of frame, you can have someone, you can hear a gunshot and a thud.
So strange. I think, like, people put two and two together, though, and the image in their head's probably worse.
Yeah. It is for my head. Because yeah. In my head, yeah. It's horrifying. There's yeah. Blood everywhere.
Yeah. And then on Netflix today, From Dusk Till Dawn, Season 2, and Turbo Kid.
Nice. So come back tomorrow for The Leftovers, where we're going to talk about movies like Fast 8 and Pirates of the Caribbean. A lot of sequels and remakes.
Quite a bit.
Because that's what's happening nowadays.
That's kind of the world we live in.
So come back tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.